Blog Talk Radio.
If the eye got something to say, if the eye got something to say, show. If the eye got something to say, if the eye got something to say, show. If the eye got something to say, if the eye got something to say, show. If the eye got something to say, if the eye got something to say, show. It's the craziest thing to say,
but you really caught a mind in the dance.
If the eye got something to say, if the eye got something to say, show.
On the show with Miss Fabulous, Stiletto Diva Throwdown, we lock in the showdown. Sports talk, here comes D Slate with sports information to keep you wide awake. And he's always on the move. Mr. Norfolk gonna say something new. On the go with CK. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day.
Audience, I think it's in the dot audience is really rising up to the Django Unchained writer-director set, and that's a good thing. We are not making movies for teenagers anymore. It's a kind of cool, especially now that I'm not a teenager anymore. He won the Oscar for original screenplay. Quentin Tarantino. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the I Got Something to Say radio show, Monday, February 25th, 2013. I am the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic, P-O-E-T-I-K-K, Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous. And we also have in the building on tonight, we have our CEO and co-host extraordinaire and executive producer for the I Got Something to Say radio show, introducing D. Slate. What's going on, D. Slate?
Hey, hey, hey. What's happening? D. Slate in the building. The I Got Something to Say show. I'm doing great. PJ, how you doing?
Doing well. Thank you so very much. You like how I kicked off the show, right? You know, I'm Oscar-inspired right about now.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yes, yes, yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have a wonderful show in store for you tonight. CK, our other co-host, has the night off. And also, in the weeks to come, we have some wonderful, wonderful things engaged for you. So, therefore, we ask them that you please stand by, continue to tune in, and we thank you so also for your support continuously. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have the Fab Fabulous News with a couple of birthdays, the Black Experience for D. Slate. Now, even though we're in the last week of February, doesn't mean that we have to discontinue the knowledge and the power of the cultivating Black experience. So, Black history is what? 365. So our friend right. says over at McDonald's, right? And
that's
also
right.
we're going to have Poet's Picks. We're going to also ask, do you know, just give you a couple of fun facts and finds that we like. The four flashback favorites. Yes. What'd you say?
I said, do you know?
Absolutely. The quote of the day with CK, I'm going to be covering that for him on his behalf. We're going to have Make You Move Monday Jams, Carrie Caribbean Vibe Countdown, and then tonight is going to be just a little bit special. We're going to have in the studio tonight a discussion between yours truly and D. Slate for the Barco Love Note discussion. We're going to be talking about how or what are the odds of finding your soulmate on the internet. Do computer love relationships really last? And last but not certainly least, why do some online relationships and dating often control, alternate, or delete? Or do we hit save? It is the I Got Something to Say radio show, and we definitely can't forget our cyber shout-outs and a little bit of fashion forward with Miss Fabulous. Got a crazy, crazy story by some unfamiliar/familiar faces, but it is so crazy. So we definitely want you to sit back and relax and enjoy. The Grammys are over. The Oscars are over. The Academy Awards are over. Super Bowl is over. And Mondays with the I've Got Something to Say radio show, Blog Talk Radio, The Hour Show Radio Network, we're on. You know why we're on? Because we have vision. We see you. Because it's the I Got Something to Say radio show. Let's go ahead and get into it real quick. D-Slay, how was your weekend? You know, I'm just also hyped and rude. How was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty good. I mean, you know, I enjoyed it. You know, just I just got an opportunity to just, you know, just kick it and, you know, and just relax and spend some quality time and just it was great. It was wonderful. Wonderful weekend. And I thought you were gonna say you made the comment about, you know, we turned on because I thought you were gonna say we were on because we had power. But, you know, I mean, you said something else, but you know, that's all right. We got power too, so you know.
Absolutely, absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. I like that, D-Slay. We're going to go ahead and get into the fabulous news real quick. Actually, I had the opportunity to see the Oscars last night. Were you able to catch any of that?
You know, D-Slay? I saw some of it. I didn't get a chance to see all of it, you know, but I saw some of the few. I saw some of the few important highlights. But I didn't really get a chance to see all of it because sometimes, you know, it can drag on a little bit. But I didn't get a chance to see everything. But there was a few things I got a chance to see.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to start off a little bit with some of the commentary, some of the highlights, some of the things that pretty much went on that really grasped the attention of the country, of the world, and of me in particular. I take the Oscars very seriously as athletes take the Super Bowl. You know, I'm a former athlete myself, and I am a sports observer, but I wanted to say hands down, I definitely heart the Oscars every single year. I'm on it, I'm telling you. All right, so check this out. The Onion, which is kind of like a apparel type of spoof media source, if you will. The Onion is sorry for their offensive tweet, but they don't have is in there. So I guess that's supposed to be like that. But this article is provided by Mark Kennedy of TheStuff.com. It says The Onion is apologizing for calling the 9-year-old star of The Beast of the Southern Wild a vulgar and offensive name. They call it the C word, okay? And often you hear about the N word, but C word is just as bad. We're talking about 9-year-old Quavenjane Wallace. She is a sweetie pie. And I think the language and the direction of whatever, you know, spoof or joke they were trying to imply was totally inappropriate. The Onion was lambasted overnight and asked for their forgiveness on Monday. CEO Steve Hanna wrote, "It was crude and offensive, not to mention inconsistent with The Onion's commitment to comedy and satire, and however biting." Hanna also said the offensive tweet was taken down within the hour. The newspapers have halted a new and a tighter procedure for his Twitter's concern. And last but not certainly least in dealing with this particular story, he says those responsible would be disciplined. Miss Wallace, this is to Quavenjane, Miss Wallace, you are young, talented, and better deserving, and we at The Onion are deeply sorry. What are your thoughts on that, D-Slay? Call a 9-year-old young lady. I'm just going to just say it. I mean, this is FCC approved. The C word would imply, I'm thinking they're calling the young lady a cunt. That is horrible and horrific. What are your thoughts?
Well, first and foremost, that is in bad taste, and that's very disrespectful. And for a grown adult to call a young child that, they definitely have some issues that they need to talk to somebody and work out, because that's not an appropriate word to describe a young not only a young lady but a young child. That's not a word appropriate to use to describe a young child. So as an adult, clearly those individuals must not have kids, because if they were parents, then they will truly know that that's not something that you're supposed to relate to a child.
Absolutely, absolutely. And throughout the show, you know, we're going to be bringing you, you know, different tidbits and highlights of the Oscars, the 85th Oscars 2013. This is another interesting story that I came across the Oscars 2013, the FLOTUS. FLOTUS, meaning First Lady Michelle Obama, announces the best picture. She was stunning, and I had the opportunity again to see the red carpet as well. And its elongated entirety. Also, I want to mention that one of the most powerful women in the country stepped into the spotlight to announce Oscar's biggest prize. The award for Best Picture, even though she wasn't in the auditorium or anywhere near Hollywood, when Jack Nicholson walked onto the stage at the evening's end before the Best Picture announcement, he equipped how the Academy's tradition for this award to be announced by a solo presenter. However, Nicholson stunned the crowd, and when he said, "It is my pleasure to introduce live from the White House, the First Lady of the United States, Michelle Obama." On a huge screen above him, Michelle Obama appeared and via satellite in a gaily shining gray dress backed by several young people in a former military uniform. What are your thoughts on that? That is just super awesome to have our First Lady and President so engaged into the arts and, you know, the movement of what we're doing. What are your thoughts on that, D. Slade?
I think that was beautiful. I think that was a very good way to announce that particular category. And what I love is that they show the First Lady the utmost respect, and I'm so happy that they show her so much respect and they and attitude and admiration. So it's really good to see that, you know, that people respect and treat her that way. I just really wish they would show her husband a little bit more respect.
Oh, absolutely. You know what? You have screen volumes when you made that commentary statement, brother. I'm telling you, D. Slate, you hit it right on the head. Definitely respect needs to be given as well as received when it's due. We're going to move about the cabin right now. I'm going to bring to you the last inquiry. Again, throughout the show, ladies and gentlemen, if you're tuning in or you're just getting opportunity to hear the I Got Something to Say rendition February 26th. I'm sorry, the 25th. I'm ahead of myself, literally. The 25th is today. Oscars 2013, Ann Lee is worthy, but better than Steven Spielberg. Actually, The Critics' Notebook. Yes. Yes. The director snubbed heavily, influenced the awards, and levied the playing field. And now this article was written by Kenneth Turan. Basically, from the LA Times, he states, "Now that the dust has settled over cold reality and has replaced airy speculation, it is clearer than ever as far as the 2013 Best Picture Oscar was concerned. Hollywood's directors gave and took away." Interestingly enough to know, leaving Argo's Ben Affleck, who was from Boston, Bean Town in the building, yes, 0.30, Catherine Bigelow off of their list, had another and unanticipated effort on their final Oscar tally. By depressing the vote for 0.30 and amplifying the sentiment for Argo, the director's decision was unintentionally leveled by another playing field. I mean, definitely this has been one of the most balanced, if you say, Academy Awards, and most in recent years. I mean, they had so many dynamic movies that ran in this, particular category. But I do want to say, I'm not sure if you got a chance to see it, D. Slate, but when Ang Lee went up there, he said, "I like to thank the movie gods." I was a little disturbed by that. We're all entitled to our preference and religious factor, but he was like the religion gods, the movie gods. I thought that was a little different. Ben Affleck, he gave a wonderful, powerful speech at the end of the Best Picture announcement. And, you know, he basically, yes, it was just chilling and, showed resilience. Yes, go ahead.
I said it was touching. I mean, just he talked about the film and everything and the work, and then he gave praise to his wife, and talked about how important she is. So I think it was touching.
It was. And, you know, basically in closing, he said it's not how you start, but basically how you get back up. And he say, you know, just let the, you know, the animosities and the begrudgment, let that go, let it go. So that is a testament to all of us, be it nationals, professionals, elongated careers, or you're just starting out. Definitely take heed to that. We have to be more supportive of one another, and we also, most importantly, have to be able to give what we are receiving, and that is something from the heart. So definitely that was fabulous news. I'll probably bring the birthdays to you a little bit later on in the show. Right now it is 9:15, 15 minutes after the hour Eastern Standard. And we want to go ahead and get into our first musical break, actually, and we'll come back with the quote of the day and famous birthdays and more Oscar recap information. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show. Miss Fabulous in the building. P-Slate is in the building. CK has the night off.
Yes.
This is what we do each and every Monday. So right now we're going to get into our first musical break. And what better way to start it off with a little bit of poetic justice? Let's go.
Every second, every minute, man, I swear that she can get it. Say if you a bad chick, put your hands up high. Hands up high, hands up high. Tell them dim the lights down right now. Put me in the mood. I'm talking about dark room perfume. Go, go.
I recognize your fragrance. Hold up, you ain't never gotta say shit. And I know your taste is a little bit high maintenance. Everybody else basic, you live life on an everyday basis. With poetic justice. If I told you that a flower bloomed in a dark room, would you trust it? I mean, I write poems in these songs dedicated to you when you're in the mood for empathy, it's blood in my pen. Better yet, with your friends and them, I really wanna know you all. I really wanna show you off. Done, pour up plenty of champagne. Cold nights when you curse this name. You called up your girlfriends and y'all curled in that little bitty range. I heard that she wanna go and party. She wanna go and party. Don't approach her with that Atari. Let a good game home and sorry. They say conversation rule a nation. I can tell, but I could never write my wrongs lest I write it down for real. P.S. I really hope you play this, cause oh girl, you test my patience with all these seductive photographs and all these one-off vacations you've been taking. Clearly a lot for me to take in, it don't make sense. Young East African girl, you too busy f***ing with your other man. I was trying to put you on game, put you on a plane, take you and your mama to the motherland. I could do it, maybe one day, when you figure out you're gonna need someone. When you figure out it's all right here in the city and you don't run from where we come from. That sound like poetic justice, poetic justice. You were so new to this life, but you got adjusted. I mean, I write poems in these songs dedicated to the front. Your natural hair and your soft skin and your big and that sundress. Ooh, good God, what you doing that walk for? When I see that they move, I just wish we would fight less and we would talk more. They say communication save relations, I can tell, but I can never write my wrongs unless I write them down for real. See ya.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it. And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in the song, alright.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in the song, alright.
Every time I write these words, they become a taboo. Making sure my punctuation curve, heavy letter history, living my life in the margins, and that metaphor was proof. I'm talking poetic justice, if I told you that a flower bloomed in a dark room, would you trust it? I mean, you need to hear this. Love is not just a verb, it's you looking in the mirror. Love is not just a verb, it's you looking for it, maybe. Call me crazy, we can both be insane. A fatal attraction is common, and what we have common is pain. I mean, you need to hear
wear this. Love is not just a verb, and I can see power steering. Sex drive, when you swerve, I want that interference. It's coherent, I can hear it. Mm-hmm. That's your heartbeat. It either caught me or it caught me. Mm-hmm. Read slow and you'll find gold mines in these lines. Sincerely, yours truly. And right before you go blind, P.S.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it. You can get it. And I know just, know just.
This GB, that stands for girl breath. And I'm one of the regular personalities on the I Got Something to Say radio show. Let's go.
Yes, yes, we're back. Yes, 20 minutes after the hour, 9:20. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show. I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone. And what did he just say a few minutes ago? What did Kendrick Lamar say? Poetic justice. That's me, poetic justice. That's me. I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone. That's right, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous. And I have my executive producer, CEO of the The Hour Show Radio Network in the building, and co-host tonight. D Slate, what you be?
Chilling, getting it in. That was a nice little song by old boy Kendrick Lamar. I'm going to have to start listening to a little bit more of his music, but that was a nice little joint by him. I also noticed real quick at the I realized at the Oscars, you know, Seth MacFarlane was hosting it, and he made a little crack about Rihanna and Chris Brown.
I'm glad and you brought that up.
I know a lot of people was talking about that. They were talking about whether or not it was in bad taste, or you know, whether or not it was too soon to make a joke like that. But you know, he stated that he talked about Django. He said Django Unchained is a fabulous movie. It's about a man, you know, looking for his wife, and you know, his woman. She was captured, and then, you know, she was beat down or you know, beat up and abused violently or something like that. And he says, but for Chris Brown or Rihanna, that was just a date movie,
right?
You know,
exactly.
And everybody was kind of like, oh man, you know. So I'm kind of curious as to what Chris Brown and Rihanna thought about that.
Absolutely. Well, it's really funny that you said that, because if you're just tuning into the I Got Something to Say radio show, definitely we're talking a little bit about the Oscars, the 85th Oscars 2013. Very, very interesting, to say the least, that it was like two Lifetime series and like the recap birth of, you know, like something going on and on and on and on. I mean, it was a very long show, but there were a very lot of exciting highlights and things that engaged my particular, I guess I should say, attendance, if you will. But it's funny that you mentioned something about the choice of Seth MacFarlane as a host of the 85th Academy Awards offered the tantalizing possibility of a new sort of telecast, sharp, peppy, with more than a little bite. That edgy, high-energy creator co-star of the trio television show, including The Family Guy, as well as this year's film feature Ted. Did you hear Ted talking? He had that strong Boston accent. He was like, oh, 30, dot 30. I was like, get it. But, you know,
right.
They're talking more so about Seth MacFarlane. They were saying that the entertainment community had to be prepared in order to be roasted, while the standards and the practices of the folks were hands off, or to be tired to begin. After a few jokes that were carefully pushed a few buttons, the story of Argo was so top secret that the director is unknown to the Academy. The story of Django was a man fighting to get his woman back, as you just stated, who has been subjected to unspeakable violence, or as Chris Brown and Rihanna call it, a date movie. MacFarlane spent more than 16 minutes discussing how badly he was going to fare as a host. Pretty bad, according to William Shatner. Yeah, and they had like the little pretense I guess spoof or a little skit, if you will, that came down. And, you know, I'm like a diehard Star Trek fan. I mean, Captain Kirk. And I was a little bit like, what? who did that, you know? Anybody got time for that? You know, I was like, what is going on here? But nonetheless, to say the least, for me, we saw your boobs number. I'm like, really? Come on now. Seriously, son? Really? Did you see that? It was like a musical Broadway spoof. We saw your boobs. And then when it kind of cast upon various people in the audience, they looked on their face like, yeah, watch yourself, you know. So a lot of his comedy and parody was really in poor taste, in my opinion. I hope maybe he's not asked to come back. I mean, some people may like it. Some people may love it. It all depends on your gift or satire or what you perceive. But, you know, that was a bit much for me. I mean, what are your thoughts and take on that? Yeah, it was a bit much.
Like I said, I don't know if he, because he could have been, you know, I know when they asked Whoopi Goldberg about it, she just said, she couldn't really say too much about it because she's hosted it before too, so she knows what the pressure is like and what it's all about.
Right.
You know, he did make a few comments that was kind of out there, but I mean, I don't want to judge him because I don't know what the pressure is like to host. Something huge like that. So I'm pretty sure the pressure is huge. So you're worried about what you're going to say and how you're going to say it and how people are going to react to it. So, you know, he could have possibly been in bad taste with a few things that he said, but I mean, I'm pretty sure the nervous factor was probably a lot more high for him than anybody else. But I think that a few things he said could have possibly been in slight bad taste, but you know, I mean, again, he tried to do his best. I know Whoopi made a point that she said that she thought it might have been really funny if they would have had Ted walk out at first and start talking, and then the ABC censor people would have been like, oh no, wait, no, you know, you need to get out of here. Where's Seth at? You know, and then Seth would have came out or whatever. So she said that probably would have been a little bit, a lot funnier and a pretty good icebreaker. But I think all in all, you know, there's been some people that hosted it that was horrible. You know, so I wouldn't put him in that category. But you know, he said a few things that was kind of that he was kind of like, wow, did he say that? You know, so he had a few of those wow moments.
Absolutely. And speaking about Rihanna and Chris Brown, they actually, I think I talked a little bit about this last week, about how they inspired Law and Order. And I am a huge, to the 15th power, huge fan of Law and Order. Although Rihanna has made up with her assaulter, Chris Brown, Law and Order's SVU seems to have taken inspiration from the couple. While the controversial pair party on Holiday, and Holiday for us is kind of like vacation, or, you know, as the French say, la vacance, and Hawaii, celebrating the beautiful Rihanna's 25th birthday, by the way, which was last week. So happy belated birthday, Rihanna. You shine like a diamond, you really do. The popular TV show previewed their upcoming episode featuring an eerie similar storyline. The official's description of the episode called The Funny Valentine reads, a promising singer is brutally attacked by her boyfriend, a popular hip-hop star, but the victim refuses to aid persecution and continues to put herself in danger. The show is being screened in the United States next week, so look out for the Twitter storm. Alas, we have to wait until it is on our screens. Brown is still on probation for beating up Rihanna on the eve of the Grammy Awards in 2009. He pled guilty to beating and punching her and was sentenced to community service, anger management, and given a restraining order. Since his restraining order has expired last year, the couple has reunited, and the superstar's reconciliation has been rumored for months, but now, at last, Here has officially confirmed last month. That information was provided by stuff.co.nz Entertainment Celebrities, hashtag,
you know what?
Rihanna Brown. Yes.
You know what? I kind of wonder that if he would have never had that restraining order, would they have gotten back together sooner?
Oh, yes. Well, you know, again, relationships are like cell phones for the most part. You know, you can up and down switch your plans, and you know, but you still need one. And we need people, and you know, obviously they need one another because they love each other. So, you know, who are we to judge because the cover is one way? We have to open up the book, look at its content, and consider it. I mean, because all of us can be in that situation, or probably in that situation, or have been in that situation. So, who are we to judge, right? You know, so
yep.
As long as they're happy and if they put hands on one another, hey, you know, deal with it on your own and don't bring it to the homes of others. But, you know,
actually,
again, domestic violence is serious. It's serious. It's serious, folks. Yes.
Actually, we're not allowed to judge anybody. So, you know, I mean, it's
yes.
not our place to judge.
Absolutely. But, you know, turn the other cheek. It is 30 minutes after the hour. 30 minutes after the hour. What we would like to do now is go ahead and take another commercial break. We're going to bring to you right now Poetic Picks. Got a little bit of Flashing Lights by Kanye West. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about them, meaning Kanye and Kim. So what is it, Kimmy? Yeah, I think it's something like that.
Kanye.
And then
Kanye.
Also, yeah, we're going to feature Adele's song that she did last night, Skyfall. That song was so beautiful, so I definitely wanted to hear it again. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show, Miss Fabulous, a.k.a. Poetic Justice, D. Slate in the building. We got it going on 31 minutes after the hour. Let's go.
Believe in shooting stars, but she believe in shoes and cars. Wood floors in the new apartment, coupe tour from the store's department. You more like love to start shit. I'm more of the trips to Florida, order the hors d'oeuvres, views of the water, straight from a page of your favorite author. And the weather's so breezy, man, why can't life always be this easy? She in the mirror dancing so sleazy. I get a call like, where are you, Yeezy? And try to hit you with the old Wasi, till I get flashed by the paparazzi. Dang, these niggas got me. I hate these niggas more than
I
not.
Call, I know you love to show off, but I never thought that you would take it this far. What do I know?
A while, sweetheart, we hardly talk. I was doing my thing. I know it was fair, baby, hey, baby, lately you've been all on my brain. And if somebody would have told me a month ago, front and oh, yo, I wouldn't want to know. If somebody would have told me a year ago, it'd go get this difficult. Feeling like Katrina with no FEMA, like Martin with no Gina. Like a flight with no visa, first class with the seat back, I still see ya. In my past, you on the other side of the glass of my memories, museum. I'm just saying, hey Mona Lisa, come home. You know you can't roam
and
without
I
visa.
Recall, I know you love to show off, but I never thought that you would take it this far. What do I know?
Thank you.
breath and count to ten. Feel the earth move and then hear my heart burn.
We are back. Yes, we are back. We are back, like, from shoulders to stomach. We are back. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show, and the Brits have invited our United States, you know, with the music and also drama. I want to say the song that you just heard was Adele from United Kingdom to United States. She is a sky fall. She won an Academy Award for original song that she wrote with another songwriter. So I really like that song a lot. Yes, British better get off of my radio. And then the song before that was Kanye West, Those Flashing Lights. Speaking of which, Kanye West don't do reality shows. That's right. He say, we don't, boo. We don't do reality shows. According to stuff.co.nz, Kanye West has apparently refused to appear on the new season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians because it will make him look cheap. Flashing Lights. The rapper and the reality star, his girlfriend Kim Kardashian, are expecting their first child. And by the way, we hear it's going to be a girl. Congratulations, K and K. Long as it's two K's, okay? Well, whereas the show helped Kardashian find fame, the musician is allegedly not keen to appearing on the popular series. Furthermore, the 32-year-old mom-to-be has apparently had to make her peace with the decision. However, she is reportedly hoping to coax him into making small appearances. Yes, we know. As it always has been important to her that her boyfriends feature on the show. But Kim is not going to push the issue at all, as she knows that Kanye will not bend. Again, that information is the Associated Press, www.stuff.co.nz. One last thing before we go ahead and move about the cabin, before we get into the black experience. I'm black and I'm proud. Boom, boom. But D. Slate, MC Hammer D. Slate, get this, was arrested.
I heard.
You know, you should have just told the people in the blue uniform, can't touch this.
I heard he told them, you can't touch this, and they slapped the cuffs on him and said, now what? I mean, I'm just saying,
No, he is too legit to quit. I say too legit to jit. I don't know what I'm talking about. I need to get my life. But MC Hammer was argumentative with the deputies before they arrested him in the Bay Area. And the rap artist, whose real name is Stanley Burrell, was arrested late last week. He made a tweet, if you will. Hammer, who is 50 years of age now, wow, get it.
Wow.
Get loose Saturday with the tyrant of posts to his 3.1 million Twitter followers. He states, Chubby Elvis looking dude apparently angered the rapper, and he said, can't touch this, and too legit to quit. And I was making the joke, and this really in the tweet, ha ha, ha ha, by asking him if he was on parole or probation. What? What? Are you serious right now? The end of Black History Month? Dude, come on now. Everybody whose last name is Brown, Jackson, and we look dark. I mean, you know what I mean? We black African Americans, colored mulattoes, whatever you want to reference us to, are not on probation or parole. How about some of us may be probation officers? Have you considered
Somebody slapped that dude with some hog head cheese, for real.
Wow, that was not good. That was considered to be stereotypically uncool. Yes. All right, pause, as we say up north. So Hammer tweeted that he was insulted and humored by the incident. Wow. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and get into speaking about being black, and we're proud. It's 44 minutes after the hour, 9:44 around your town, Eastern Standard. We're going to go ahead and move to the side and give D. Slate the mic so he can bring us 7 minutes of the black experience. It's all yours, D.
The black experience. You want to experience blackness? Well, let me explain it to you today. Today, on a black experience, we're going to be talking about real quick. I'm going to break it down to you. We're going to talk about black music today. Yeah, African Americans have been known, you know, our staples in music has been, you know, soul music and R&B, and we've been known for a very long time to be very prominent in that area. Now, we have branched off into different areas like pop and rock and you know, country and different things like that, but our true staple, our extreme talent has always been R&B and soul, as well as hip hop. But you know, we've always been known for being so talented in that particular genre of music. And you know, over the years, you know, even when you think about hip hop, you know, when hip hop first started, it, you know, was considered a fad. You know, people didn't think it was going to last too long, but it turned from a genre into a culture. And you know, even to this day, they use it so much in television and film and radio and commercials and different things like that. So it has evolved into something great. And African Americans are the ones who started you know this particular genre and just put it out on the forefront of music. And when you think about it, you know we were ridiculed about many different things when it pertained to music. But even when you think about today, you know, it's so many different races and cultures of people who sing R&B and soul and hip hop and love it and want to be a part of that genre, you know, so that speaks volumes about the creativity of African Americans and how we turn something, you know, how we turn, you know, bad thoughts and bad criticism into something great. We turn the genre into a culture. So that just talks about the true heart and the true talent that we have and the passion that we have for black music. And if you don't know, you better look it up, and you better really, really dig deep into where we're coming from when it comes to black music. It's your boy D Slay. That was the Black Experience. TJ, it is back to you.
That's right. Who is your teacher? You, it's smart. That's right. You got to say right real hard. Like, right. That's right. Yes, that was a wonderful, wonderful learning moment, teaching moment, if you will, about our culture, about how we are being innovators, trailblazers, and pioneers of this thing that we call life. African Americans, we're to be celebrated 365, not 28 or 29 within the month of February alone. So that was awesome.
I'm still trying to talk to our POTUS about giving us 33 days for Black History Month. Damn 28. I don't want no damn 28. I want 33. I'm going to talk to them. No, we're going to get 33 days for February. Trust me.
Okay. Someone's been raiding the refrigerator. Got a freeze burn.
Yes, indeed.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the I Got Something to Say show. Today's birthdays are comedian extraordinaire Carrot Top. Yeah, I like Carrot Top. He is so way cool.
You know what?
Yeah.
Wow, we need to have a brother out there to represent, you know, somebody like that. Maybe we should call him Broccoli Top.
Okay, moving on to the WWF, formerly known as World Wrestling Federation, now called WWE Worldwide Entertainment, or Worldwide Wrestling, or whatever. Coming to the mat, we got a birthday for tonight. We got Ric Flair.
Woo!
That's my dude right there. And tomorrow on the 26th is my home girl, nobody but bringing it like you got to be bringing it, Erica Baidu's birthday is tomorrow.
And when you guys wish her happy birthday, all I gotta say is if you don't call her and wish her a happy birthday properly, you better call Tyrone.
You know why? Because
bag lady, she's gonna hit you back if you don't give her a shout out. Hey. We just acting silly. We being ourselves. And Michael Bolton's birthday is tomorrow. Yes, yes, yes. So happy birthday to them. Yes, and on the 27th, we have Chelsea Clinton and Rosanda Thomas. Ro-Ro. And then the 29th, yes, we got Ja Rule. And speaking about Ja Rule, actually, I got a little article about him. Maybe I get a chance to read it to you all. He just has been released from prison. Wow, I didn't know where he was. Yeah, wow. I thought he took maybe a little hiatus from music. But, yeah, definitely, I'm going to try to find that article that I saw.
Everybody just getting out. I know Wesley just got out, too.
Yeah.
I heard when Wesley got out, he looked in, and when the media came up to him, he looked in the camera and said, "Always bet on black." He just kept walking.
Wow. Okay. Well, yeah, happy birthday. That's all you can say about that. Well, today is also, I think today or tomorrow, is National Personal Chef's Day. Wow, I wish I had one.
I don't know if I could celebrate that. I need to give me a personal chef.
Right. Actually, today is Pistol Patton Day. Not a good one to mention around these times of day. Tomorrow is Carnival Day, National Pistachio Day, and Tell a Fairy Tale.
I can appreciate that.
Right. I know people who are professional fairy tale storiers, or should I say storytellers.
And it's
silent. And then also tomorrow is Levi Strauss Day, so I'm going to put on my tight jeans and go into the office and then get sit home. And then for Pete's sake, you know, people be like, for Pete's sake, tomorrow is Pete's sake day. So whoever he is,
wow. Shout
out, holla. Yes, we're just being ourselves. We're being so crazy. We're going to go ahead and keep it moving right now. Yes, for Pete's sake day. It's 52 minutes after the hour. We're going to keep it moving like you all. If you can hear me in Radio Land, clap twice. If you definitely want to give us a shout out on Facebook, we'll definitely shout you out because we got something called Cyber Shout Out. And we're going to do that. Shout out from everyone, from Christy Mitchell to my cousin Andre Johnson Sr. Hey, cousin. Kimberly Williams and Brian Spears and just all types of people giving me love on Facebook. So without further ado, we'll keep it going. And we're going to go ahead and get into this four flashback favorites at this time. This is a new segment, you know, and I really like it because it really takes you back to a time, back into time. Really takes me real back. So, ladies and gentlemen, 53 minutes after the hour, it is the I Got Something to Say radio show. Miss Fabulous, D Slay in the building. Let's go. The D Hour Show Radio Network. Let's go.
How far are we going to go back? Way back.
Number four.
Maybe this seems to be the
number 3. Number 2.
It's just one of them days when I wanna be all alone. It's just one of them days when I gotta be all alone. It's just one of them days.
I'm not afraid to
number one.
Attention all shoemistas. Looking for a hot stiletto? Are you addicted to sexy shoes? Make a fashion statement and check out the Stiletto Diva at www.thestilettodiva.com. We have what you need. The Stiletto Diva is committed to bringing you a variety of affordable, quality styles to help complete the sexy in you. We're here to assist you with bringing out the ultimate diva from head to soul. True divas wear stilettos. Visit us at www.thestilettodiva.com to find the perfect pair or for information about booking a party.
Yes, we are back. We are back. 10 p.m. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show, and I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous, and also D. Slate is in the building. Yes, coming back after the four flashback favorites. Number four started off with Right Here, the Human Nature remix, radio remix, SWV, meaning Sisters with Voices. I had the opportunity to meet them years ago, and they're just super duper, honestly, very humble women. Number three kicked in with You Know What's Up by Donnell Jones, and I'm always been an all-time favorite. Number two, Don't Take It Personal. You know why? Because it's just one of them days. That's what Monica say. That's right. And number one, Virginia's Finest, VA's Finest, My Brother from Another Mother. I'm talking about no other than Pharrell Williams with Frontin'. Yes, Pharrell came over to my school when I was an educator. He came over to Rough in their middle school, and those kids will remember that for the rest of their lives. He brought over a couple of other people, you know, from Star Trek Records, Chad Hugo, and a couple of other people really gave of themselves and their time. And radio disc jockeys here used to do a lot of community service, so shout out to the late great Law, and Big B, you know, the Buddha Brothers, definitely classics, very classics. Law would definitely always be missed. So, memories, throwback. I had to throw that in there because it took me back. So, we're going to keep things moving. It's 12 minutes after the hour, 10, 12. And right now, we're just going to get into a little bit of Did You Know? Did you know that Janet Jackson is already married? Pictures circulated. I'm actually going to post one right now on my Facebook of she and hubby, and they look very, very happy. Singer Janet Jackson says that she's already married to Qatar businessman boyfriend last year. The media is basically now just coming open with the nuptials. Janet Jackson, 46, oh, she looks excellent. 36, 4 years shy of 50, you better do it. The youngest sister of the late singer Michael Jackson, miss him like crazy, was engaged to billionaire Wassim Al-Manara, or Mana. Number 37, he's 37, and last year they married, but they kept the news under wraps. Let's do his name again. Wassim Al-Manara. Wassim Al-Manara. It doesn't matter how you say his name. Can you say money? Can you say billionaire?
That's what people are saying. People are saying Wassim money.
Right, exactly. How about that? Yes, the rumors regarding the extravagant wedding are simply not true. Last year, they married in a quiet, private, beautiful ceremony, states Jackson and Al-Manara, a.k.a. Money. That's according to Entertainment Tonight. Our wedding gifts, states to one another, were contributions to our respective favorite children's charities. How cool is that? And back in the day, Janet Jackson married soul singer James DeBarge back in 1984. And then after a year, the marriage was annulled. So I believe this is her second or third marriage. Actually, in 1991, marriage to music video director Renee E ended in divorce in 2000. Well, nonetheless, Janet Jackson, you are in control, honey, and I just wish you the best. That's right. She is the best. She is the principal pleasure right now with the billionaire hubby. So they have a lasting life, and they look very, very nice together. And if you're interested, I did post it on my Facebook page, Poetic Justice, P-O-E-T-I-K-K Justice. All right, we're going to keep this thing moving like U-Haul. The time is now 14 minutes after the hour, 10:14. And we're just going to go ahead and give you another little fact right here. Not necessarily a fact, but this is something I came across. Now, D. Slate, you're going to be like, ew. On one of my other shows, I mentioned something about my strange addictions. And when I say, like, this year's or this season's people who are going to be featured on the show, it's very, very interesting.
Okay, some of the addictions are as follows. I think I mentioned cat hair, blood, deodorant. Get this. Our featured addictions this season, a young woman addicted to eating deodorant. I think that's going to air this week. And she's an African-American lady. Yes. A man who maintains intimate relationships with pool toys, inflatables. Interesting. A young mother addicted to butt injections. Interesting. A woman addicted to bee stings. I did see that one. And then another woman addicted to vapor rub.
Wow.
She goes through 30 jars and inhalers and patches every single week. And this is the coup de grace. This is the kicker. This is the bonus round. This season ends with a look at Michelle, who's showing the photo. Obviously, you all can't see the photo, right? Okay. But she is addicted to drinking blood. And get this, she's not even a vampire. Oh, I am like, so scary right now. Oh, and this information was provided by articles.redeyeschicago.com. I'm sure if you hashtag any type of My String Addictions or Google or what have you, you should be able to find more information. And I believe My Strange Addiction is on TLC. Very, very, very peculiar.
Wow.
You know, I'm kind of scary about that.
I mean, you know, it's some people out, I mean, eating deodorants, you know, I mean, the drinking blood thing is not really weird. There's a lot of people that do that. They do that in some African countries as a delicacy. But, you know, the eating deodorant, they're addicted to the vapor rub. I mean, damn, because especially the lady that's addicted to the vapor rub, because she can't never put no perfume on because she's going to always smell like bitch. She can always smell like
Did you say Vicks with a V?
So
Wait, hold on, let me clarify. You say vapor rug with a V? I'm sorry, let me interject. Did you say vapor rug with a V? Because it sounds like you said something else. She'll always be addicted to something else. You say vapor rug with a V. V as in victory, right?
I'm just going to let the audience just try to imagine what I could have possibly said.
I'm going into the green room.
I'm just saying, though, if she's a, you know, if she's addicted to that, then the only thing that has been, if she's got a husband or a boyfriend, the only thing that's beneficial is he can only be, you know, he's beneficial to be around her when he got the cold or the flu.
She got the vapors.
You know, that's what
I'm saying. I cracked myself up.
You know, you're right, though. You know, Biz Markie would just, you know, she would have her own thing. She got the vapors, you know. I mean, and then eating deodorant. I mean, damn, when somebody say, are you sure? All you got to do is be open up your mouth and say, yes, I am.
No, it would be more like, what did you say in English? Queen's English. Okay, right. That's different right there. Wow.
Wow.
That's all I can just say is just wow. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, once again, if you want to see the picture of Janet Jackson and newlywed hubby, I got so choked up over the deodorant and the vapor rug, I can't even talk anymore. But if the I got something to say, because I always have something to say, I just got taken aback for just a moment. Ain't nobody got time for that. That lady is hilarious. But we're going to keep it moving right now. We're going to take another quick music break on Make Your Move Monday Jams. Going to bring to you two jams. Hopefully you'll be able to do just that. And it's 19 minutes after the hour. So it's the I Got Something to Say show. Don't go nowhere. Keep it locked right here. D Slate, Miss Fabulous. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's get it. Let's go. Locked. Out of heaven, baby. Oh, you already know.
One, two, three. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh. Oh, yeah, yeah.
girls knew what I'm living with. None of them got nothing on me. Ain't got my style, they ain't got nothing on me. Nothing on me. Where I walk, where I park my swagger. Look around every dude wanna have her. I ain't saying that I'm the best, but I'm the best. Hey baby, you need that. Stop kissing for them before I'm the Jackson's son, Prince,
to be the next ET special correspondent. And I'm talking about Prince Michael Jackson, the 16-year-old son of the late king of pop. Michael Jackson has taken a gig, pop Michael Jackson, or should I say his son, has taken a gig as a special correspondent for ET. The CBS show has made an announcement last week, and I had the opportunity to see him in action, and he is a very, very well-articulated young man. Definitely he states that he's looking forward to becoming a well-rounded person in the industry, to include producer, director, screenwriter, and actor in the Up and Up. The member of the royal family declared recently he's not necessarily pop star material like his father, but nonetheless, he has gained an interest in journalism, and someday he will find it in film and television, too. Well, the best of luck to you, young man. You have a bright future. You definitely have nothing but support from your multi-talented family. And definitely his father was like my ultimate favorite artist, hands down, aside the Beatles, too. But I love Michael Jackson, so good luck to him. So we're going to go ahead and kick off some more music for you right now. It is 30 minutes after the hour. We're going to keep it moving. You all right, D-Slate? You all right?
I'm good. Chilling, you know.
Andy, are you okay?
Good luck. That's what I'm saying. Andy, are you okay? I just want to say good luck to the young man, Prince, and to say it in some language that you can understand. Mama say mama sama makusa. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. You know, you got to be like, yeah. That's right.
You know?
I love Michael Jackson. That's right. That's right. Ain't nobody got time for that. We're going to keep it moving right now. I know we're just coming back, but, you know, we're going to keep it definitely moving. Well, let me say this real quick, too. Frank Ocean is working on some new music. Did you know about that, D-Slate?
Yes, indeedy.
That's right. Ain't no late news like new news, and new news like late news, but definitely working on a new album, and he's actually going to be working with Pharrell and Danger Mouse. Pharrell comes out of way of Virginia Beach, Virginia. Shout out to Two Up, Two Down. So with that being said, definitely I'm feeling some Caribbean. I'm feeling some curry chicken right now. And when we come out of this curry Caribbean countdown, we are going to be prepared to go into a brief discussion about Barco Love Note discussion. What are the odds of finding your soulmate on the internet? And do computer love relationships really last? Or why do some online relationships need that control, alternate, or delete? Stay tuned. You know, yours truly and D-Slate, we're going to engage in a conversation. And then we're going to be ending our segment on tonight with a little bit of computer love and some cyber shout-outs. So don't go anywhere. I mean anywhere. Don't even use the restroom. Well, I guess I shouldn't say that. Go ahead and do that and come right back. Yeah. So we're going to go ahead and kick it off right now. The time is now 32 minutes after the hour. Give you a little bit of Curry Caribbean countdown. And it's going right now to all of my Jamaicans. Wagwan, 32 after the hour. Let's go.
Yo, this is the Curry Caribbean vibe, live and direct at the I Got Something to Say show. Live. For everybody out here from VA to Jamaica, big up scene.
Yeah, you know, Rasta Live, the universal sign of love. Love is the answer, my friend, and love is the only way. Yeah, true love we can find ourselves. I call that true identity. Love your brother, love your sister, love one another, the universal sign. I take it from here.
Oh,
always a smile. On the rock and roll.
Number two.
one.
Where the dogs them can batch. 2 pounder within a van box. It's in a your handbag. Your knob stack it in a your backpack. This melody your girlfriend contact. Some boy not know this. Them only come around like tourists. On the beach with a few club sodas. Bedtime stories. And pose like them name Chuck Norris. And don't know the real hard work. A sandals and a back to. The dogs them we do where them got to. And voting twice to shot to. Don't make them spot to. Unless you carry guns and lots to. A beer tough thing come at you. When 10 stone man stop laugh and block off traffic. Then them we learn pop up and them start clap it. We dip in file long and it a beat drop it. Police come in a jeep and them can't stop it. Some say them a playboy rabbit. Funny man a get drop like a bad habit. Some a bad a post office, you don't have it. Rastafari stands alone. Welcome to Jam Rock. Hey. Welcome to Jam Rock.
Out in the street, they call it murder.
Welcome to Jam Down. Poor people are dead at random. Political violence can't done. Pure ghosts and phantom. The youth them get blind by stardom. Now the king of kings are called. Whole man to pick me. So why even no one if you with me? To see this operation sick me. Them suit not fit me. To win election them trick with them. Them don't do nothing at all. Come on, let's face it. I get our education basic. And most of the youth them waste it. And when them waste it, that's when them take the guns, replace it. Then them don't stand a chance at all. And that's why enough little youth have up some fatmatic. With the extra magazine in a them back pocket. And a bleach at night time in a some black jacket. All who now lock glass at them a lock rocket. Then we pull the up a current like a shock socket. Then we run a road block with for the cops block it. And from now till a morning a stop clock it. If them run out a round a broke back rocket.
South side, north side.
Welcome to Jam Rock.
East coast, west coast. Huh. Yo.
Welcome to Jam Rock.
Cornwall, Middlesex, and Surrey, y'all.
Hey. Welcome to Jam Rock.
Out in the street, they call it murder.
Jamaica, Jamaica. Jamaica, Jamaica. No. Jamaica, Jamaica. Jamaica, Jamaica.
Welcome to Jamaica. Welcome to Jamaica.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's 43 minutes after the hour. Whoa. We are back live. Wagwan, take it in. That's right. Curry Caribbean, come down. Number 3, come in at What Is, or should I say Love Is by Jakir. Number 2 comes in One Blood, Junior Aid. And number 1 comes in Welcome to Jam Rock, Damien Marley. Yes. Ugh. The number 1 Rastafarian Bob Marley song. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to keep it moving. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So, as promised, we're going to discuss very, very briefly because we only got a couple of more minutes before we actually glide to the side and get out of here. But I do want to see what your opinion is, D-Slate, or if you even have an opinion regarding what are the odds of finding your soulmate on the internet. This is our Barcode for Love Note discussion for today. Wow. If you want to start, I'll start, but definitely. Go ahead, by all means.
Special topic. Well, you know, my opinion, it's very special to me. I think that, first of all, I think that you can absolutely. I think that when you think about it today, you know, the internet is just another communicational tool. You know, I mean, when you had, you know, we got, you know, phones and you know, you know, you're meeting people at different places and different things like that. I think the thing with the internet is I think it's if you ask me, it's faster to meet someone like that, you know, especially because what's happening is you're going to, you know, particular websites where people are actually trying to meet people. Whereas if you're out and about, I mean, yeah, you can meet some people in the clubs. Some people have hang-ups about trying to meet people in clubs and different things like that. Yeah, you can meet, you know, somebody in the mall. You can meet somebody at church. You can, I mean, so many different places. But I think that, you know, I think a lot of people have met their husband and wives and even their soulmates on the internet. You know, you're talking to them all the time. You're talking to them. You're communicating with them all the time. And then I think the only key is, you know, the important key is meeting them and finding out whether or not, you know, they were actually honest about, you know, the way they look and different things like that. But meeting them, you know, is the key. And that's the key with any relationship, you know, starting a relationship. You're meeting them and, you know, trying to see where the chemistry is and, you know, what's the chemistry is going to, you know, what is the, you know, what the chemistry is going to be like. Because I think in any aspect, in any situation of meeting someone or dating someone, I think that you truly, man and woman, you know when you initially meet that person
right.
that you're talking
True.
To. You know in the initial meeting that whether or not you want to be with that person. A man knows whether or not he wants to be with that woman. That woman knows whether or not she wants to be with that man. And it's just really your decision of where you take it from there. But personally, I absolutely think that you can absolutely find your soulmate and on the internet, and I definitely truly do believe that it can work, absolutely,
yes.
Wholeheartedly. I truly
yes.
do believe that.
Definitely. Let me interject real quickly, because we don't have a whole lot of time. I wish we did, to kind of expound upon basically this topic. So this may be like a part two in the near future. But I'm going to utilize myself, as they say, what better way to make an example instead of being the example. You know, just single and, you know, fabulously 40 and wanting to get out there and exercise and try and meet new people. And, you know, in doing so, I kind of, you know, put myself out there. But women, ladies, sisters, you have to be careful. And this is for the brothers, too, because there are a lot of, you know, kind of very unstable mental health challenge type of women as well, or have a hidden agenda. Hey, they see a profile, this gentleman is retired military, or, you know, he's a career builder, or he's a family man, he's stable, and that may be their primary intent. Or it may be on the flip side for women, you know, to make the connection with somebody online, and you're solely going on contingency of what they're writing. See, the thing about the internet, the beauty, see, you can't put anything on the internet that's not true, even French models. I'm just making commercial, but that goes to show this is so true. Halloween is 365 on the line. Okay, one day you may be 6'5 and make six figures, and the other day you may be 5'6 and make 60 cents, you know, per day. So, because, you know, you're doing some time, or you're making time, or you are the time, you know, and what you can provide for the next soul person, or soul mate, rather. So, in my experience, and just to be very, very brief about it, you know, just took the chance and met somebody online, and totally, totally different from what I expected, demeanor-wise, educational-wise, and like for that, for all of that, for me, it's imperative, but it's not like the sole, you know, deal breaker, you know, in terms of having a PhD, because I'm trying to obtain the PhD doesn't mean that you must already have one or whatever. Those are aspirations of mine personally. But the main factor was this person said that, you know, he was an officer in the military, and, you know, that he was going up for commission, and, you know, he did X, Y, and Z. Come to find out, you know, you're a struggling college student, you're living from pillar to post, and your main intent was just to get with me to see if you can have a sexual pleasure. And it don't go down like that, brother, in Chinatown. So, you know, I was like, you know, this has been a very much so a learning moment. And I'm glad it was met more than so in an open space, ladies, open space. Never invite anybody to your home. You know what I mean, D-Slate? Never do that. In a very mutual place, maybe a mall or a library, a cafe or something like that, where there are other people around. So you won't make yourself vulnerable.
Absolutely.
That's right. Make yourself vulnerable and make yourself victimized. So, you know, in doing that, when I saw that the conversation was going a different direction, like I like my women to wear their hair this way, kind of creepy. I was like, yeah, let me go ahead and exit right now because this is not what I need. So, you know, again, the internet is a good module because it's kind of like a test. If you will, or just to be able to meet and greet different people to your liking or standards. So you want to comment on that in terms of, you know, being careful while you're dating, and, you know, some of these sites require payment, some sites don't, some are free, you know, in the beginning stages. I mean, what are your thoughts on that, even meeting someone after the first one or two conversations via online?
I mean, I think it's very important. I mean, you definitely want to, you make sure you want to be as safe as you possibly can. I mean, I think it's important in the initial meeting, you know, that you meet in a populated area,
mm-hmm.
you know, like a mall or, you know, whatever the case may be, because then, like I said before, you know, you want to feel as comfortable as you possibly can. I mean, because, you know, granted, I mean, some people, you know, you could meet them, and whether it's, you know, at the mall or online or whatever the case may be, and they could be nice, you know, for a long time and turn out to be, you know, serial killers or maniacs or whatever.
Exactly.
But I mean, but
right.
The thing about it is, you know, you going out with that person, you spending time with them, you know, you know, you'll learn more and more about them. But, you know, I think that when it comes to dating, I mean, it's a gamble. I mean, you don't really, you know, it's time. Time will tell, you know what I'm saying? So if you spend time with someone, I mean, in time, you're going to learn more and more about them, and, you know, and that'll be a good thing or a bad thing. So, I mean, all actuality, in dating period, I mean, it's all about time.
Exactly. And I couldn't agree with you more. So moving on to the next part of our discussion, do you think that computer love relationships, are they really setups, or are they deemed to last? Because, you know, the conceptualized treatment that you had in your head is that I met this person online. Or if you do make it past round two or round three in the engagement stage or the marrying, he becomes or she becomes the marrying type, and, you know, the kind of conversations, or how did the two of you all meet? And then it's kind of like the wow effect, like we met online. Some people don't take that as being too prominent or serious. So what are your thoughts in regards to, you know, saying that computer love relationships versus person-to-person relationships, do they actually last?
Well, I think as far as it lasting in any one of those situations, it really depends on the people. I mean, if you want to be with that person, you're going to be with them, you know, whether it's person-to-person or online. Now, I think as far as the viewpoint of society, the way society looks at meeting someone online or online relationships, I think that the more successful the online relationships are, the more prominent people are to believing that they will work. So if someone knows that, you know, you had an online, you know, relationship, you met someone online, and it went well and it's successful, it's, you know, it's going to prompt that person to say, okay, maybe it does work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the more successful stories that are voiced out there about online dating, I think the more positive outlook it's going to get from society.
Absolutely. So for our barcode note, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, we're probably running into like a little bit of overtime, but it's okay because I have the boss on the phone, so he's engaging the conversation right with I. So, you know, with that being said, we're going to go ahead and continue on. And right now we're talking about, you know, what are your odds of finding your soulmate or your partner or your love interest online on the internet? And do love really... computer love, should I say, relationships, do they really last? Or if you find yourself in the beginning stages of a relationship and, you know, you're just finding that person, do you continue to seek or to look and hang out with other people and that dating thing? And I guess it's a case-by-case, you know, notion as well. But, you know, if it's not going on to your liking, do you move on to the next? Do you delete? Do you control? Or do you alternate? Or do you save? You know what I mean? What do you do? Do you continue on? Do you go from profile to profile? Me personally, like I say, I'm single and ready to mingle, but you have to exercise with caution, be it online or offline, person to person or what have you, because again, there are a lot of callous people that are out here with very much so an agenda or an attempt to hurt or demise or what have you. I've been in situations years and years ago with the online dating thing, and then you come to factor, to fathom that, you know, somebody's husband or somebody's, you know, significant other, or, you know, they say, hey, I'm, you know, 38, and come to find out they're like 59. I'm like, wow, you know, and this is my daughter, and actually that's their wife. And I'm like, it's all types of crazy, crazy stuff. You know, some even some comedic stuff, like I'm 6'5", and then you meet them in person and be like, oh, I'm sorry, I meant to put 5'6". My bad. You know, so it's just
right.
Crazy. All the type of stuff, but I'm like, did you really mean to make that a typographical error, or you were just trying to deceive me because you never thought it would
but like I said, that's the gamble. I mean, when you you learn all of that in the initial meeting. You know, like I said before, you'll find out in the initial meeting of that person whether or not you're going to want to be with them.
Right, and then, you know, also, too, D-Slate, you look at the time factor. Now, if you've been on, let's say, I'm not going to call the name because, you know, they're not our sponsor, but if one of these particular dating sites, right, you go up there and the person has been a member since 1999, this 2013, what are you doing on that site for 14 years? Wow, so it makes you think. So you got to look at all of those factors, you know what I mean? Or, you know, they say smoke or doesn't smoke or wants children or open relationship or just want to be friends, no commitment. All of those factors, again, men and women, you got to consider, you know. But then again, who's to say that information is true? Because do you really have an internet police, you know? So you have to be careful. But I've had some mutual friends, one lived in another country, and one lived in the United States, and they actually linked up, and they've been married for almost 10 years. So, I mean, that's a success right there, you know. He actually quit his job and from the country that he was in and moved to the United States. So, again, like you said before, it's a gamble. I wish we could have had some callers or people to hit us up on a blog, but this has to be a continuation conversation for sure that we're going to have to do. So in that situation, if it's going good, do you hit save, control, alternate, or delete D-Slate in this situation? Do we scan it?
I say in the computer love situation, if it's going wonderful, you save.
You save, all right, and if it's not so good in the beginning, are you able to control, meaning that you're going to try other people or kind of make other contacts, or do you alternate, meaning that, hey, we can hang out, but I'm still going to be looking? How do you do that? So I guess a little bit of all, right? Control, alternate, and delete, and save, or okay. Well, I guess we just delete. You still there, D-Slate?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's been a very healthy discussion. It is 59 minutes after the hour. And what we're going to do right now is go get into our last musical break, and then we're going to glide to the side and call it an evening. This has been a wonderful, wonderful segment. So right now we're going to go ahead and close out with our last musical break. Come on back and wrap up things on the I Got Something to Say radio show. Let's go. Computer love.
Computer love.
Back live 4 minutes after the hour. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show. I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Chesters, and also D. Slate, CEO of the D Hour Show radio network and executive producer for the I Got Something to Say radio show. That was Zap and Roger, Computer Love. We're also just coming out of a discussion as it relates to barcode love notes about what are the odds about finding your love or soulmate on the internet. Very healthy discussion, good perspective from the male and female perspective. So, you know, maybe we may have a part two, and hopefully you in the listening audience can join in. And anytime we have a healthy discussion, you can always hit us up online, but of course, you know, hit us up on our live line, such as 718-766-4553. And if you are a business or are you an artist, or you just want to promote to get your information out there to the country, to the world, definitely do so. Our, you know, producer slash CEO, rather, producer for this show, but the CEO of the radio network, always have running specials for promotion and advertisement opportunities. So definitely dourshow@gmail.com. We're also on all your social networking sites, to include Facebook, Twitter us, Instagram, TuneIn radio application, and so forth. So, you know, all of the shows have their unique way of presenting the information to the audience, but we thank you for being with us for the last year. We have come to our year anniversary, so we will be doing something nice and smooth for you. And nonetheless, we will be expecting national recording artists, of course, Chocolate is going to be coming on the show very, very soon, so I want you to keep it locked and stay tuned for that. But for right now, we're going to go ahead and say our farewells and our adieus, and I'm going to go ahead and pass over the mic in the Anonymous Blue Studios here to my esteemed boss, D. Slate. What you got to say to the people?
Well, I just want to say again, we've had a fabulous show. That was a wonderful conversation. The barcode that we had about computer love, I think we had a great conversation, and definitely can't wait till we do a part two on that. But again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in and supporting us as always. Keep tuning into the D-Hour Radio Network every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on. You never know what we're going to be talking about. You never know who we're going to be talking to or what we could possibly be saying. All you got to do is keep listening, keep tuning in, and we're going to keep giving you guys some great shows. And many, many wonderful things are going to be coming up on the horizon for the D-Hour Radio Network. So definitely just keep listening and keep your ears out and eyes out for any and all information about that. And like PJ said, you know, all you guys have to do is just, if you're an artist, if you're a business owner, you want your business or whatever advertised, we do have running specials all the time. So all you have to do is email us, dourshow@gmail.com. If you want us to showcase your music and interview you, if you're an artist or, you know, a poet, you know, whatever the case may be, again, email us, dourshow@gmail.com, and we would definitely, definitely get that information to you, and definitely get your music out there to be heard by the world, by the, you know, the United States, the world. You know, we broadcast everywhere. We have a lot of people that listen, so we will be more than happy to showcase you and your talent. Just hit us up, and again, wonderful time, incredible show as always. Keep tuning in this week. We may have some really great interviews coming up this week, so definitely keep your ears out. Twitter, Facebook, we'll definitely get the information out to you guys.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, D. Slate. And shout out to CK. He had the night off, so, you know, we salute to you. And, you know, the quote of the day is, after I give my little spew, I'll give you the quote of the day. It's basically my signing off statement. But tomorrow I will be at Lyrically Spoken for those who are in Virginia Beach. And after tomorrow, actually, we will be trying something new. We'll be rotating out the various hosts. So I will not be there every Tuesday. Unfortunately, I've had my year run. I'm going to be working on some other projects. Very, very proud to announce I will be a producer on an upcoming film that will be taking place by the very talented, very, very talented Charles Farmer, who currently has a movie out called Incomplete. But, you know, he has another comedic side film that's going to be coming out called The Employee of the Year. And we're going to be working on some other film projects together, along with myself and Tamika Winborn, who's a sister, who's a filmmaker. I'm going to be working on a documentary, Purses, Pearls, and 40 Candles, dealing with the lives of women who are 40-plus and the challenges that we have to go through with being single, without children, our careers, and the acceptance of society. So, you know, these are some elongated projects. And also shout out to Patricia Kendall and Lamika. I will be the stage director for their upcoming play, Tailor Made, that's going to be taking place in June in Norfolk, Virginia. So I'm going to have my hands full, and I love it, love it, love it. And hopefully by the end of the year, if any investors are listening, any promoters are listening, you know, I definitely love to have you, because I'm trying to bring a national stage play, my play Damaged Goods, to the 757. So any serious inquiries, if you're an investor and you want to bring a solid, good form of entertainment to the 757, definitely hit me up on my Facebook, Poetic, P-O-E-T-I-K-K, Justice, or if you want to be a sponsor, definitely we will accept that too. So without further ado, to everyone who supports me, to everyone who supports the The Hour Show Radio Network, from myself to my boss, from my boss to you all, thank you. I got the salute in motion, and I want to say life is short, and so is my real hair. Thank you. Continue to tune in. God bless you all. Be safe out there. And it's been a wonderful show and a great run, y'all. You take care of each other. Good night.
Good night. We'll see you guys next time.
It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the craziest thing to say.
But your little credit might have been.
It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show.
On the show with Miss Fabulous, Stiletto Diva Throwdown, we locking the show down. Sports talk, here comes D Slate with sports information to keep you wide awake. And he's always on the move. Mr. Norfolk on Say Something New. On the go with CK. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day.
One, two, welcome on.